Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel, and on the line I have Cindy Amarongan, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Steph. How are you?
I am doing well. Day one of the Modified Festival of Trees is tomorrow. Very exciting. How are you feeling over there?
Well, we're pretty excited. You know, we've tremendous amount of work to change up the entire event. And we're really excited that people are going to have something to do and be surrounded by beautiful trees and Christmas decor and just feel great about coming out and supporting the Health Foundation.
I have to say, I am so glad to hear that we're still going to get to come out safely and see it in real life. Can you tell me a bit about how it's going to go?
Yeah, well, we're kind of seeing a festival this year as five major elements. The first one is the Winter Wonderland, which is the place that people would go to see the trees and the auction items. And this year we are out at the North Terminal of the Fort McMurray International Airport. And when I say the North Terminal, some people will remember it as being the original terminal or the older terminal of the airport. So don't go into the brand new terminal. Follow the signs straight out to the North Terminal. So that's the first piece. The second piece is that all of our auction items are online this year. So we have posted our links to the online auction on our website, on our Facebook, wherever we can kind of think of to put it. It's out on Twitter. So you will need to go and register and start cycling through the auction items. There's a lot of them. They're wonderful. And there's some wonderful, huge packages that are put together, but you can buy them as auction items. So that's fun. The next piece is the giant toy box raffle, which is put together by the good friends at APE Maintenance. And it's just jammed this year. There's so much that it overflows out of its 4-foot by 4-foot box and onto a platform. So you'll be able to see those toy box items. But again, the toy box raffle is all online. So go back to the website and click on that link and buy a raffle ticket. We also are doing our 50-50 raffle. We normally do 50-50 raffle at Ugly Christmas Sweater and the Gala and in all of the events. But again, all online this year. So it's a $20,000 50-50 raffle, half for the winner, half for the foundation. And we'd love to see it hit that magic 20 grand so someone can have 10 grand. It's online. And then the last piece is the Festival of Trees Gala and live tree auctions. Now, this is it's a real hybrid of things going on, Steph. We've kept our original date of Festival Gala, which will be the 21st of November, this Saturday.
Okay.
We have our auctioneer coming up from Edmonton, and we'll be auctioning trees live from Winter Wonderland. However, everybody will be watching from home.
Wow.
Or from the other site that they're going to be at. So that's very different this year. And we're gonna see how that all goes.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be pretty exciting, and I know that you were saying it's been so much work to switch things around, but I'm so thankful you did, because one of the ways that I kind of kick off my Christmas season in Fort McMurray is with the Festival of Trees and getting to take that walk around and see all the beautiful work that so many people have put into making it look so good.
You know, that's the ticket right there is, it's, you know, the Health Foundation, we have done tremendous work. our contractors and suppliers have done tremendous work, but there's a whole team of other volunteers and the tree gangs that do these amazing, I mean, every year I say I can't believe there would be so many different and amazing trees. And yet, here we are again. 23 trees this year, so lots.
Wow. And so we know that this year looks different with everything, but I know that you have said it's not an event because of COVID, but there are certain things that you're doing to make sure that everyone can see them. How is it working out that people can view the trees?
Yeah, absolutely. So first off, it is a ticketed venue. We've always relied on donations at the door, and we can't do that. We need to know at all times who's in the space, and how many people. So it's very limited. Maximum number of guests per hour is 40. You do have to go online. I'm going to keep hammering on the online. Go online and book Winter Wonderland tickets. They're very reasonable. It's $25 for an adult, $10 for children, each child. And when you come to the venue, you'll come through a nice entryway. You will be asked to complete the COVID screening questionnaires. And if you're not feeling well, please do not come. We will give you a refund if you can't come, and we'll rebook you. But don't even attempt to come if you're not feeling well. It's just, it's not going to be good for anybody. And there's no touch. Again, I mentioned that everything is online. So although you can see the auction items there, we're going to show you how to use your phone to go immediately and find that item and put your bid in. And then you can continue to bid once you're home because you'll have it all in there. So that's really fun. It's and super low contact. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that the experience is wonderful for the guests, but also that we are not, causing anything that might cause a spread of this coronavirus.
Absolutely. My guest this morning, Cindy Amarongan, the executive director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. We're discussing Festival of Trees, one of the biggest fundraisers the Health Foundation has, and how it looks a little bit different this year. When we come back, we're going to be hearing more about the event and also about the goals of what we're hoping to raise this year at the Festival of Trees. I'm Steph Seidel. Don't go anywhere.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, on the line we have Cindy Amarongan, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation, and we're talking about the biggest event of the year for the Health Foundation, which is Festival of Trees. It starts tomorrow and it goes for a couple weeks. Festival of Trees is such a great community event. You know, there's so many ways that people can get involved. And then the Northern Lights Health Foundation is a benefit to every single person in this community. Can we talk a little bit about, of course, this is a fundraiser and the money is going towards the Northern Lights Health Foundation. What are some of the things you've been able to accomplish this year?
Recently announced and purchased were the mini telemetry sets. They're for monitoring a woman who's in labor but not being restricted to the bed with pole monitor and all that kind of stuff. It's a Wi-Fi enabled monitor that she can wear and still walk around and have some freedom of motion. Other items that have come in recently is some ear surgery equipment. So normally you would have to, if you have some minor ear problems like inner ear, you would be going down to Edmonton for that surgery. It's very quick, and we have Dr. Kudrick here who can do the surgery, but he didn't have the equipment, so we've brought that that in, and that's another piece that's helping just change up the smaller things that can be done here without having to send somebody out of town for a surgery or another kind of procedure. We did finish palliative care over the summer as well, and that's Jeremy Smith Memorial Palliative Suites are now open and being used.
And with this year and how different things have been, is there a goal you're hoping to hit, or are you just like, whatever we can raise is going to help?
Yeah, we always have goals. We are a registered charity, we fund our office and all of the expenses, including any donor recognition we do, all out of the donations and the unrestricted funds that we raise. So we got to think about that part first. And then we have many projects that we're funding for Alberta Health Services, and we accept them all the time. So there's always new projects coming in. So our goal each year, we try to raise around $3 million. It's a lot of money. I know it sounds like a huge number, but every year we're plugging a good $1.5 million or more into ongoing projects, and then we have reserved funds for the major projects like the minimally invasive surgical suite project, which alone is just under $7 million. So we need to keep those funds constantly flowing in to pay for these very large projects that we're working on. And so it sounds like a lot, $3 million, what are you talking about? But it truly goes a long way in a lot of different projects and equipment that we're working through.
Awesome. Cindy, I know this has been such a great chat, and thank you so much for taking the time. But did you have anything else you'd like to add?
Absolutely. I still have some volunteer spaces left for Festival of Trees. So if you'd like to see those trees a little closer and could help us monitor our Winter Wonderland stations, our photo booth needs some more volunteers, greeters at the front door, raffle person. We don't have very many people per shift, so we were trying to keep the numbers very low. But please go on Wood Buffalo Volunteers and find those shifts and sign up and join us. And of course, for all of those out there who are thinking about, should I come and get my picture taken with my kids, dress up, enjoy the space, buy your Winter Wonderland tickets, get your family photo at the end, and truly come and see this magical space that we've created for Winter Wonderland Festival of Trees.
Wonderful. And we'll post that link too so that you can check out the silent auction items and also watch the live stream of the live auction of the trees. So exciting.
It's very exciting. Soon have that ready to go.
My guest this morning, Cindy Amerongan, the Executive Director of the Northern Lights Health Foundation. Thank you for joining me, Cindy.
Thank you, Steph.
We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing from Melanie Gallia with some strategies to help some local businesses.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. We're going to take a moment and tune in to an interview that Jaron Vecchio is having with Melanie Gallia. She's got a strategy to help small businesses during these tough times.
First off, Melanie, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes. And we're here to talk about an intriguing initiative that's gets underway today. So every year around this time, we usually see some promotions going around to really shop local, as you know, we are heading into the Christmas season, where I feel like shoppers really like to come out in boatloads. But this year is different. We're obviously dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of the initiatives that we've seen before, like the local passport program, isn't moving forward. But let's talk about this new initiative that you're working on to still help support local businesses. So I'll let you take it away.
Awesome. So yeah, in the past I've helped organize the Moonlight Madness. There was a summer one and I think we've had three or four winter ones now. And the businesses were just like, and we had a conversation when I talked to a few of them. It's like having one day shop local sales, like, just didn't seem responsible. Mm-hmm. So instead, to come up with a better idea, was to do 30 videos in 30 days, showcasing local businesses and, you know, introducing new businesses that are here, because there's a few, and reminding people, you know, that these businesses are here. You know, I say in my promo introduction videos that, you know, it's here to interrupt the conversation. Oh, I didn't know that was here. And the one that probably kills a lot of businesses is like, oh, I forgot that was there. So that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do something. I know businesses are hurting, and some businesses are doing really well, but they wanted something. They just wanted some help, and I've done this in the past, but I hadn't done it in Discover Fort McMurray yet. So this was a fun way to do it.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I have this correct. So 30 days, 30 businesses, 30 videos. I'm assuming, are all the 30 videos being put out on the same day, the first day, or is it every single day a new video comes out?
Every single day a new video is going to come out.
Okay, so I know you mentioned there that some of the businesses were saying, you know, maybe one day is not enough. How does this differ if we're just sending, you know, this one business has their video come out today? I'm assuming, you know, because the video is going to be posted, they can still continue to see it throughout the 30 days and even after.
Yeah, exactly. You know, some of these businesses are also taking part in the Santa's Anonymous campaign, that they have a gift card that you can buy and get some discounts at different businesses. So some of those businesses are part of this as well. But it's just, you know, it's reminding people you can shop local. And we're asking that you try to find things locally, because I often hear, oh, you can't get that here, or the prices are jacked up. And it's like, you might be wrong. Don't assume that, especially if you've lived here for a long time, things have really changed and a lot of businesses have become very, very competitive.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think this initiative is right now? As you mentioned before, you know, fortunately some businesses are, you know, doing well right now, but it's safe to say that the majority are unfortunately not.
I'm going to tell you, I did 30 videos in 30 days in 2015, and 12 of those businesses are closed now. And I'm hearing about more businesses closing, you know, or their storefront closing, like Photo Source Photo Magic is closing their front doors. I know that they're going to still be offering some service, like off-site, like on-site services, not in their stores. They're closing their storefront, you know, and it's just a shame to see that. They've been in business here for 30 years. And those businesses, and not just them, but all these businesses have employees. And those employees live here. They work here. They buy here. Jeff Bezos isn't buying here. They're not supporting our local teams or the events for fundraisers at the hospital or Keanu College. They're not doing that. It's the local businesses that are. And the most important thing is, like, every 63 cents of every dollar spent stays in the community. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. I think you brought up a lot of interesting points there, and I think a lot of people don't, I wouldn't say don't realize, but maybe they forget that, yes, you know, by supporting a local business, you are supporting the owners, but they have employees, and those employees have families. It's what trickles down to so many people in the community.
I really wish that people understood, you know, and not only that, we've got business owners that are fantastic, fantastic people and wonderful people and give and do support our community. And so some of them are struggling with learning how to market, you know, because they're great at their craft doesn't make them great marketers. And things have really changed in the last couple of years. You have to be a marketer now as well as being a store owner in order to get your business out there. But not everyone has the skills, or they don't have that. It doesn't come naturally to a lot of these business owners. So, you know, some of the things I've been doing is try to teach them a couple of tricks of the trade of that. But share what you're purchasing here. Share your experiences. Use the hashtag iShopYMM to let people know what you're buying right here, because you might be surprised what you find.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned it at the beginning. I'm hoping I'm correct, but this initiative launches today, right? The 13th?
It does. Yes, it does.
All right. Well, we don't have too much time, and we don't have enough time to go through all 30 businesses. And it might, you know, be like a nice little surprise every day to see which business is being featured. But for those who are interested and want to know more, where can they go? I'm assuming social media every day where they can see these videos.
So Facebook, Instagram, Discover Fort McMurray, also on YouTube, Discover Fort McMurray, and then it will also, what am I forgetting? Shit, you're going to ask that question again.
No problem.
Oh, where was I going to say? Oh, I have a website. Okay, all right.
All right, you want me to ask again, or do you want to just pick up?
No, if you could ask, no, I'll pick up.
All right.
Okay, all right. So you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, all under the brand of Discover Fort McMurray. There's also a Facebook group called Discover Fort McMurray Community Connection. And if you're not on social media at all or not on YouTube, then we do have a website, discoverfortmcmurray.com.
All right. Well, Melanie, before I let you go, is there anything else you'd like to add? Maybe we didn't have a chance to chat about.
You know what? I just really, on behalf of all these businesses, I really want to say thank you. I want to say thank you for shopping local, for supporting our community. And if you could please share these videos and get the word out, that would mean the world to everybody that's part of this.
Once again, that was our news director here at Mix 103.7, Jaron Vecchio, chatting with Melanie Gallia about some initiatives to help some local businesses. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but if you missed it or you want to hear more, you can head to our website, mix1037fm.com, and check out our podcast. Make sure you tune in every weekday at noon for a fresh episode of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.